אנחנו נמצאים בשיעור אחד.
During a preparation lesson for the Desert Convention, we will be studying lesson number 5. We're all connected around the central point. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So the Desert Convention, connecting to the central point, lesson 5, we're all united around the central point.
So it's clear to us that all of us have to come together, like the structure of Adam HaRishon, which is a single structure, and the Creator created only a single desire. Afterwards, with his light, with his influence, he inflated the will to receive that became big and multifaceted. And what we need is to connect the entire will to receive that was destroyed and to bring it to that same, to bring it to the same form or shape that it had. This is our work. So, every time we have to connect above all the distance and the shattering that is revealed, and the connection has to be around the central point. What is the central point? All of our intentions are in order for us to be integrated, included together, connected, and ready to be ready to mutually bestow to each other and from us to the Creator. We can't be aimed at the Creator unless we're connected between us. Precisely the connection between us is what generates the central point of force that only it can be directed toward the Creator.
Except number 1, Baal HaSulam, 600,000 souls. Saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls, it appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and mitzvah, commandment, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon. Again, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls, it appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, commandment, the body is cleansed, and to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon.
Any questions about this? No questions. Right.
What does it mean that he feels that his soul is in the whole of Israel?
That all the souls together, it's already clear to him that they're all connected, these parts. That they're all directed in the same direction as one man and one heart, what we call. And it is all related to a structure called the Adam HaRishon, and because He put the structure together. He is called Adam HaRishon.
And what does it mean that he does not feel himself to be an individual?
That everyone's connected precisely by him, through his effort. He connected everyone together.
Who is he if there is no individual?
Nivnavon.
But he does not feel himself as an individual, so who is he?
He doesn't feel. He connected everyone. He feels, he understands, he attains that everyone is one soul. This is what he discovers from his exertion.
And he, what about him?
What do you mean, what about him?
He is included in them?
Of course. Everyone's connected together. Everyone together is becoming a single entity called Adam HaRishon.
Does he have parts?
No, all the parts came together. No separate parts.
What united?
All the individual parts that previously, through his exertion from below and the influence of the upper light from above, it all came together into a single structure called Adam HaRishon.
But what connected there?
The desires that were cut up, each in their direction of themselves, they were all corrected by the reforming light, and by these corrections, they came together, and they connected. And the structure, the direction, is to give contentment to the Creator.
Amado Rad, si el deseo de recibir fue destruido,
if the desire to receive is ruined, so only the unity of 600,000 souls will be the only will to receive that was created?
Yeah.
So in that case, the actions that we keep individually, are there out of the confusion of the will to receive?
I don't understand. Okay.
The actions that we do as individuals, are they out of the confusion or the concealment of the will to receive?
Where else then? Of course, there's a broken kli that's shattered into pieces. And these pieces, it's revealed the measure to which they're opposed to each other, and that there can be connection between them only if they become like the light, the one light, and then the kli scrutinizes how broken it is, how opposite to the light it is, starts working at it, and the different individual parts. It's impossible to reveal the shattering in the entire kli of Adam HaRishon. It is, but it's impossible to correct it. And this is the need for the shattering, that through the shattering it is possible to convey corrections to each and every part of the 600,000 parts, and more parts, that each and every part will be able to correct itself in connection with the other parts, and to give contentment to the Creator. And then what follows is that by this work, all in all, we reach a state where all the parts connect, all of their vectors, the entire direction toward when what are they bestowing also come together, and it will be one desire in one direction with the Creator, towards the Creator, in an inclination to adhere to Him, according to the action of the desire, of the intention, of the thought, and then the Creator and the created being will reach adhesion, being the purpose of creation.
Satisfaction
and give.
Вот вы сказали, что я становлюсь тем, кто
And before you said that I have to prefer this point of connection in the general soul above any personal thought of mine. So the question, when we will be in the Desert Convention, how to make it so that indeed, out of all these personal preferences and every time that I choose the general soul or the attempt to build it, how to still reach this feeling that I truly built this common soul. How do we do that?
Good question. Ask and we will all discuss it. Vlad, you hear this? Repeat.
When we will be in the desert, this is a question about the convention. How from all these personal individual choices where I choose every time personally in thoughts about the general soul instead of myself, how can we reach a feeling of building the general soul?
Now you said something a bit different. Repeat again.
Как на конгрессе в пустыне я
How in the desert convention will I be able, will I succeed out of my own personal efforts when I choose every moment and the thoughts of the common thoughts in, above my own thoughts, how from that to reach the building of the common soul?
Clear what he's asking. Who didn't understand? So many people didn't understand. Maybe 10. But still, what did you not understand? Well, first of all, what did he say?
He says, I will overcome my own thoughts and I will think about the general soul. This is what he says. I will make efforts to think about the general soul.
Upon my personal disturbances, interference.
But then he's asking, how from that I will come to thoughts of general soul. So he's answering the question inside the question, and this is what I don't understand. I don't understand what the question is.
So you're asking something else. In short, how? When I'm at the Congress, among everyone, like now, suppose, but we're all with all those on their screens and so on, how do we now cause or make all of our friends that are with us now, how do we cause them to be clearly or to have a clear inclination toward connection, so much so that we invite the Creator in there, and then He is revealed as the inner light in our connection of the Ten Sfirot. How do we now make the effort to invert ourselves, all of us together, into Ten Sfirot? And Ten Sfirot, that's the only thing that exists, and the Creator being the inner light here. Let's envision that to ourselves. How do you do it?
What does the Partsuf do in order to achieve the inner light? Start talking about it, discuss it, and see what we're missing. Maybe it's just one little action. Go ahead. Yeah, that's technically what needs to be done to reach that masach. But in principle, we need to cry together and ask the Creator to connect us. We'll bring the Kli, we'll bring thousands of people together, and everyone needs to focus on that request, that the upper light will come and connect us.
Yeah. We revoke the egoistic desires, we rise each one with his spark, with the point in the heart and the yearning for connection, and together we collect all the sparks, together we build the big fire in the desert, this forest, the field, we're making each one out of his ascent. With his spark, we're making a giant magnet where we can rise, and it will be revealed in the new network of connection we're making between us.
Yeah, we build between us a spiritual paltsuf. Every moment we have thoughts that arise and I have to restrict myself and nullify, only think about the friends and pray for them, and then the light works in us.
Each one performs a restriction over all his thoughts and personal states. He's asking for a masach from the Creator to come out of myself, to integrate with everyone, to embrace everyone, so that all of us together can bring contentment in the center of the tent.
Not a lot to add to the friends, only that the common yearning or the collection of yearnings after the restriction to go outwards to something common, to live within the friends or outside oneself, doesn't matter how you depict it. This creates this sort of blanket of love, this envelope of love, and this starts shining, starts having life of its own. And that life also needs to be pushed outwardly so that it flows, so that it doesn't get stuck.
This outward action includes the gratitude and joy as well.
This is really visible in the congresses, the gratitude and joy. We can already see it here in the room with all the friends coming. So the kli is more diverse and broad and colorful and greater longing.
Yes, each of us comes out of himself. We let the light flow in the system, and it starts weaving between us, where a common force shows another inner layer.
I have to turn my desire into a conduit to pass the light. This is through asking for their friends to bring contentment to the Creator.
Rav, how can we imagine ourselves to be, each of us, only a small piece of the broken kli? Just a small piece of the broken kli. And so we have to find the need, the appetite for being in the complete kli, to feel a bit what that is. How can we feel what it means to be in the whole kli compared to the small piece I am now? Go ahead.
Yeah, very simple example the Creator did. What can a small cell feel when it's outside of the body? It's like this very, very minute life. But when the cell goes back to the body, then it feels the whole body. And the thoughts and intentions and yearning of the body and life.
Yeah, you have a very big opportunity in a convention. When you have enough friends and a spiritual infrastructure that makes this feeling, then one can come with his personal pain, make just a small effort, and he tries to feel, and then he starts feeling. I wouldn't say in a beastly way, but a physical way. You start feeling some tranquility, some happiness, that you're devoured into something. And that's the beginning of the understanding and the feeling that outside of you, there can be life and goodness that you don't have inside.
And the Congress is an opportunity. We need to be drown ourselves in the Congress, in the friends.
Excerpt number 2, out of Degel Machane Ephraim. It is written, the Lord is one, and Israel are one. Hence, they are adhered to the Creator, since it befits the One to cling to the One. And when is this? It is when Israel are bundled and attached together in complete unity. At that time, they are regarded as one, and the Creator is upon them, for He is one. But when their hearts divide, and they are apart from one another, they cannot be adhered to the One, and the Creator is not on them. Rather, another God is on them. This is implied in the verse, "And you who are adhered," meaning when you are adhered and united with each other, you are alive, every one of you, when they are in one unity. Then it befits the One to cling to the One, and the One Creator is upon them. Again. Or no. Excerpt number 3 from Likutei Halachot Choshen Mishpat. It is impossible to observe the Torah and mitzvot unless through arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observance of the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity, anyone who wishes to take upon himself the burden of Torah and mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel in great unity. For this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they immediately became responsible for one another, because they were regarded as one, precisely by each being responsible for his friend, which is the quality of unity. Specifically by this, can they observe the Torah. Without it, it would be impossible to observe the Torah whatsoever, since the heart of observing the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. When all is regarded as one, it follows that specifically through Arvut, which is when everyone is regarded as one, is the heart of the observing of the Torah.
We're going to read the excerpt again, and then afterwards let's define Israel, Torah, the mitzvot. What else is there? And Arvut, of course, and the goal of the Torah, the goal of the mitzvot. Why are there 613 mitzvot? Why was the Torah given? What's the relationship between the mitzvot, the commandments, the Creator and the Torah? All those things. Let's clarify them. Read again.
Again, excerpt 3 out of Likutei Halachot, Choshen Mishpat, Rules of the Guarantor. It is impossible to observe the Torah mitzvot unless through the Arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observance of the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. Anyone wishes to take upon himself the burden of Torah and mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel in great unity. For this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they immediately became responsible for one another because they were regarded as one. Precisely by each being responsible for his friend, which is the quality of unity, specifically by this, can they observe the Torah? Without it, it would be impossible to observe the Torah whatsoever, since the heart is observing the Torah, which is desire, is through unity. When all are regarded as one, it follows that specifically through Darvut, which is when everyone is regarded as one, it is the heart of the observing of the Torah, since the essence of love and unity is in the desire.
All right, so let's clarify all these definitions. Torah, mitzvot, desire, creator, connection, the purpose of the commandments, the purpose of the Torah, the connection to the light that reforms. With that, what is arvut here, and so on. Go ahead.
Eich anachnu misadrim kol ha-sofa ha-toranit.
how do we interpret all this biblical language with spiritual definitions? And everyone can add to the others, so you can build a complete story.
Okay, I'll take the Arvut out of the list. So it's when all of us more or less hold all the friends in the air, because if I won't think about them, I'm basically not contributing anything. Meaning, the only contribution I can provide is to hold the friends through my request.
Yeah, the Arvut is the network of connection that we form between us, in the connections between us. In that kli that we form, that positive force that exists in nature appears, the upper force called Torah.
Israel are the ones who yearn to reveal the Creator. In order to reveal Him, we need the light that reforms. In order to use this light, we need to be in our voot.
Like all the friends said, Torah is the light that reforms, that brings us back to adhesion with the Creator, equivalence of form with the Creator. And it happens only in actions of connection between us, that we all need to reach the center of the ten, where the Creator connects us, gives us life, livelihood, the goal of life.
Yes, and when the light appears, it's the Torah, the light of Torah. And then the mitzvot appear when the opposites start being revealed, and which brings you out of this effort, the unity, and you need to make the effort to come back to the center.
Yeah, when Israel went through the shattering and the desires need to be corrected, the light, the Torah is the light of correction.
Excerpt number 4 from letter 42 by Rabash. It is written, "And the people encamped as one man with one heart." This means that they all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. We should understand how they could be as one man with one heart, since we know what our sages said. As their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another. So how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer. If we are saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they are not similar to one another. However, if they all annul themselves and worry only about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority.
How do we enter the domain of the One, which is the Creator, even though we are all different, foreign to each other, rejecting each other? How does it happen in practice? Please. How does it happen that when we connect, we attain in our connection 620 times more than our connection before the shattering? Where is that intensity of connection in the correction?
The intensity of the connection grows and grows specifically by this will to receive being revealed, an addition of will to receive. It wasn't there prior to the shattering. But specifically when you have the force you need to overcome, so this force is like fuel that adds to the connection.
The connection is 620 times more because we work against the will to receive. Once we work against the will to receive with the goal to bring contentment to the Creator, then it works on us.
The will to receive is revealed to its fullest in the last few generations, and the more we connect, the greater the corrections are. So it's drawing the greatest lights, ultimately.
I don't know how it can be expressed, probably there are no words yet, but when everyone makes a correction for the others, then the power of love that he develops for each and every one out of these 600,000 parts, then it's not just 620 times more. I don't know, it's a billion times more than before.
Maybe just to say that this happens in the awareness, the yearning for a connection. Now we are the ones who choose a connection. And when the separation appears, we will determine that connection is what we desire. And this builds the prayer, as opposed to prior to the shattering. Because we decide this is what we want.
The yearning, yes, but the deficiency comes from being integrated with the rest of the deficiencies, the nations of the world, all the true will to receive.
Yeah. From this integration, you see, it's not only the 10, you have to hug the whole world. What does that mean? It's a billion times, as the doctor said, it's a billion times more desires, and then it increases the kli, the yearning.
When the will to receive divides to 600,000 parts or 8 billion people, and everyone ultimately needs to overcome the will to receive and be in the direction towards connection, and that creates the huge power of connection.
Yeah, the intensity of connection is big because we do it out of free choice, awareness, and work with great avyut, coarseness.
The intensity also comes from the complete shattering, so to say, that it is the greatest distance on the one hand. On the other hand, when we correct everything from below upwards with our own strength or with our own choice, so to speak, then we basically go back to the greatest connection, and that's the direction of the final correction.
We are in front of the Creator. It's the force of bestowal and love that doesn't think about himself, doesn't think if he's bestowing or not, he's managing or not. If a person wishes to reach the same degree, to bestow the same way back to the Creator, through the friends, through the entire creation he created, well, this intensity is, I don't know, I have no words for that.
To summarize what I heard from the friends, then the conscious common yearning for unity on the one hand, and on the other hand the great will to receive that appears in the integration that makes it impossible, that makes the will to bestow so precious and with so much gratitude when we come near it.
I have nothing to add. Excerpt number 5 from Likutei Halachot, the Synagogue Rules. Rule 1. The ascension of the soul and its completeness is mainly when all the souls merge and become one. For then they rise to the Kedusha, holiness, since the Kedusha is one. Therefore, the prayer, which is regarded as the soul, depends primarily on the unity of the souls. For it is impossible to say the words of the prayer unless through peace, when we unite with all the souls of Israel. For this reason, the prayer is mainly in public and not alone, so that one will not be separated and alone, as this is the opposite of Kedusha. Rather, we must only unite the holy congregation together and become one. Again. The ascension of the soul and its completeness is mainly when all the souls merge and become one. For then they rise to the Kedusha, holiness. Since the Kedusha is one, therefore, the prayer, which is regarded as the soul, depends primarily on the unity of the souls, for it is impossible to say the words of the prayer unless through peace, when we unite with all the souls of Israel. For this reason, the prayer is mainly in public and not alone, so that one will not be separated and alone, as this is the opposite of Kedusha. Rather, we must only unite the holy congregation together and become one.
If the prayer is the main thing, how do we unite in order to reach the true prayer, which then solves everything? Go ahead. How do we unite in order to establish the prayer by which we solve everything?
The prayer should be out of the arvut.
Rab, take into account that this is right in front of you right now. That if you now reach the right prayer, you don't need anything more. It's this one action that needs to be done right. And that's it. You don't need to wait 10 more years or anything. All in the same place. Go ahead.
It seems that the prayer should happen now, at this moment. Creator, come. Help the friends connect, be revealed in their hearts, and connect them. It's just that, for that, you need to add the pain and the yearning for this when we're all together.
The prayer has to be focused, a collection of all our desires for connection, that they all gather at the center of the ten, and then, like this ray of light, that prays to the Creator that will come and fulfill.
The prayer has to be a real prayer from the depth of the heart. When I'm in a state that it's really important for me that the friends will come to reveal the Creator. It's a state when we're despaired of our own forces.
We now have the opportunity to take advantage of that so many friends, so many desires are coming together, wanting to connect, wanting to unite. And remember, ultimately, that we all have that same deficiency in the point in the heart, and it is answered only when one prays for the others.
Yeah. We have to ignore all the bodies, this world, and only think how the points in the heart that stand in the center of the tent, asking all of us together, not knowing how to connect. We don't know how to do it. We don't have the access, but we really want to connect, to give contentment to the Creator so that He'll connect us and bring us to the purpose of creation.
And there are several components that are now boiling in this pot that let us feel importance of connection above everything else, give us confidence that we are now making the action that we can, so that we can really tie together the difficulty and the burdening that we feel as an opportunity. And then this whole unique thing to be thankful for the status and just touching this thing, that this too will be for the Creator.
I'm also asking for you to have the force to pray and also to ask for me.
Raising the prayer eventually is
excerpt number 6 from the article A Covenant of Salt by Rabash. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt. This is the covenant of the salt, which is a covenant against the intellect. For when one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. A covenant is needed precisely when each one has demands and complaints against the other, and they might come into anger and separation. At that time, the covenant they made obligates them to maintain the love and unity between them. For the rule is that whenever someone wishes to hurt the other, they have a cure to remember the covenant that they had made between them. This obligates them to maintain the love and peace. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings you shall offer salt, meaning that any nearing in the work of the Creator should be through a covenant of salt, as this is the whole foundation.
This means that there's one and there's another one, and they're opposite to each other. And they have to connect themselves to the point that when they connect themselves, it's clear to them that it is for eternity. How can they assure that? That it will really happen as a covenant of salt for eternity. Please. Otherwise, it won't hold. And also, we don't start that way. If we don't have the confidence, if we don't have the device, the system that can ensure us that we won't change, that we'll overcome all the obstacles, from the moment we make the covenant and forever. Otherwise, we have no reason to start. How do we tie ourselves to that mechanism that guarantees the keeping of the covenant? Surely it's not us. So that this covenant will become a covenant of salt. That no one will have any desire to harm the other. Even not a little bit. To disregard or something. Please, read again.
Again, excerpt number 6 from A Covenant of Salt by Rabash. On all your offerings you shall offer salt. This is the covenant of the salt, which is a covenant against the intellect. For when one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. A covenant is needed precisely when each one has demands and complaints against the other, and they might come into anger and separation. At that time, the covenant they made obligates them to maintain the love and unity between them. For the rule is that whenever someone wishes to hurt the other, they have a cure to remember the covenant that they had made between them. This obligates them to maintain the love and peace. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings, you shall offer salt, meaning that any nearing in the work of the Creator should be through a covenant of salt, as this is the whole foundation.
So how do we build a system that will guard us? Because obviously the desire is renewed every moment, and then in a moment I'm not where I made the covenant. So how do we build such a mechanism that keeps these conditions of the covenant each and every moment? That as much as the desire renews, the covenant is kept. Please.
We have where to turn to.
Rav, if our kli doesn't keep the covenant, it's not a constant kli, and then it has no existence in spirituality. That's why it's an important thing. Go ahead.
He writes here, the advice is to remind themselves of the covenant they made. So we have to count on the environment. If we make sure in the environment there's always the atmosphere of the importance of the goal, it reminds you about the goal with the zooms and the 300 seconds through the morning lessons to the evening lessons, we can be in Darvut.
Everything comes from the greatness of the goal that we strengthen between us and remind ourselves also that the Creator is present in this covenant if we make the effort on our part to connect.
Everything is collapsing in our world because there is no covenant of salt. All the contracts, everything we're saying to each other, that's it. Ultimately, it all falls because we don't have this. But we must have it. It's a must. It's like a mother and son. I don't know. That's how it is. It's because that's how it should be here. When you can never part.
It's like in the moment there's connection, it needs to be invested in the 10. The 10 is the notebook. This is where everything's registered. The power of connection, the strength, this is the pension, this is the insurance fund. And then, when the desire changes, we keep that state, we never go back to what was already attained.
I know, so it's completely affected by the environment. Both his desires, his strength, what he thinks is right to do or wrong to do. His whole motion is affected by his environment. All we need is to build the environment for him to reform him always direct him correctly to the goal. And each should help his friend. When we give each other strength, we put each other in place. It's true help we give each other. By this building, we build the Creator around us. That correctly aims us.
Yeah, each and every time we get used to the fact that we have to build it anew.
This covenant is only the Creator can hold it. We have to ask for Him. That's how it starts. We have to invite Him to renew this covenant every time.
Yeah, we have the desire to carry out the covenant, to ask the covenant. And the one who actually sustains it, holds it, is the force of love and peace, which is the Creator. Excerpt number 7. By making the covenant, their love will be eternal and will never fail. No prevention will part them, since they make between them a strong and steadfast tie, to unite and connect through their heart with a wondrous knot, and above mind and reason. Although the mind and reason should have stopped the love or cause some hate, still, because of the making of the covenant, their love will exist forever. This love and this steadfast ties will cover all crimes, since they have made the covenant of connection, as though they have become one flesh. And as one cannot stop being loved himself, so he will not stop loving his friend.
So what is this making of the covenant that has such a wonderful force guarding the kli from simply everything, any bad thing, harm, or Everything. What does he say? Wondrous not above mind and reason, although the mind and reason should have stopped to love or cause some hate. Still, because of the making of the covenant, their love will exist forever. So what is this making of the covenant? What is this action of making a covenant after which everything is free? Whatever we do, everything will be sacred. Everyone will be connected with us, between us and the Creator and all that. But only after this action. What is the action? Come on, answer.
Go ahead.
That above all the crimes we cover with love, doesn't matter what appears in the will to receive, because it's all my flaws that I radiate to the friends, I cover it all with the love of the Creator.
Making of covenant is my commitment to hold our vud between us. No matter the situation I'm in, I am required to maintain the arvut.
Yeah, everyone's commitment to everyone else, the annulment, this personal feeling that everyone is committed to the others. Everyone is a meaningful part of the system.
Yeah, the situation is real beautiful. Each one is responsible for everyone else. He's both the gabbai and the shatz. He always feels about the life and the ten, and everyone thinks the same. Everyone's responsible for each one, and they know that their life depends on everyone.
So by the effort of each and every one, we shape the deficiency and true prayer. But the Creator is the one who puts the stamp and allows all this to happen, and basically allows the person to be above the ego that drives him and to work correctly.
It's turning to the light that will spin the wheel of the Rashimot.
This is probably the first integration between all of us and this upper light, and that's where the progress begins. Both in hate and love, we feel the right things.
Yeah, it means that there's nothing higher than the connection between us, the system we're building, common system of connection, this clearer the Creator may be revealed. We always hold the connection above all the different states.
Yeah, I agree with what was said. It's basically my commitment to be your gabbai and your shatz in each and every moment. Yeah, it's an action that needs to be done every moment to decide and remember that we want to be in this connection, that this is our main action in life, and everything else is just redundant or just needs to serve that goal. To remind each other each and every moment that this is our action together.
This
example is very powerful, that the mother is left with thinking about her baby. Everyone coming out of the lesson now should think about the ten as your baby, but you have to make sure that the Creator will care for this baby, and we always have to be in that state to really not let it go. So artificially we try to create this state. Excerpt number 8. This is from Rabash, letter 77. We must not be impressed by the descents, since many pennies join into a great amount. This is, as we learned, there is no absence in spirituality. Rather, that it has temporarily departed in order to have room for work in advance. This is so because every moment that we scrutinize into holiness enters the domain of holiness, and a person descends only in order to sort out more sparks of holiness. However, there is an advice that one should not wait until his degree is lowered for him, and when he feels his lowliness, he goes up again, and that ascent is regarded as sorting apart into holiness. Instead, he himself descends and elevates other sparks and raises them into the domain of holiness. It is as our sages said, before I lose, I search, meaning before I lose the situation I'm in, I start searching. It is as Baal HaSulam said about King David, who said, I awaken the dawn. Our sages say, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. We'll read again. We must not be impressed by the descents, since many pennies join into a great amount. This is as we learned, there's no absence in the spiritual. Rather, that it has temporarily departed in order to have room for work in advance, to advance. This is so because every moment we scrutinize into holiness enters the domain of holiness. There is an advice that one should not wait until his degree is lowered for him, and when he feels his lowliness, he goes up again, and that ascent is regarded as sorting apart into holiness. Instead, he himself descends and elevates other sparks and raises them into the domain of holiness. As our sages said, before I lose, I search. Meaning, before I lose the situation I'm in, I start searching. It is as King David said, I awaken the dawn, and our sages said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me.
How can we search for a way to rise before we even feel we're descending? Where can we take the cause for the ascent, which is basically always comes out of the feeling of the descent? So how can I find a reason to rise, a drive, a reason, a pinch, a prick, something, if I don't feel it? Here he gives us the solution, right? What does he say? Before I lose my state where I'm in, I start searching, as King David said, I awaken the dawn. So I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. How do I do that? Go ahead. If we can't find this, we won't advance. Our entire spiritual advancement is by us making the dawn. Go ahead.
How can we create such a thing? It's just a concern. Concern like a mother whose baby is more important to her than her life. And even if she doesn't feel well, and she always thinks about him. So, same way, the 10 has to be more important. The friends are more important. And this gives us power to rise, and instead of the darkness, to enter spiritual work again.
Yeah, it's all with respect to the society. Otherwise, one does not know his true state. He doesn't know, he doesn't have discernments. It's the nature acting within him. But by society, one can know where he is. And the Creator actually is the one who wishes to raise him back. And then he can find the force in them and give them force. And this increases the light.
From integrating with the friends, and the more friends there are, the more strength there is, the more the farther the friends are.
Yeah, all the states, ascents, descents, heaviness and difficulties, I have to ascribe it all and shift it into the 10. There I get the strength to cope with it.
A push to ascend I can only get from the 10,
If I get the importance and greatness of the goal and the creator and the friends, then I can add in the work.
Yeah, all of us, we awaken the dawn together. We have to act always with the greatness of the goal, the importance of the goal. That's our effort, our yearning.
Excerpt number 9. This is from Bala Sulam, letter 2. I shall advise you to evoke within you fear of the coolness of the love between us. Although the intellect denies such a depiction, think for yourself. If there is a tactic by which to increase love, and one does not increase, that too is considered a flaw. And this is all our work, to display love between us each and every day, just as upon receiving, meaning to increase and multiply the intellect with many additions to the core, until the additional blessings of now will be touching our senses like the essential gift at first. This requires great tactics set up for the time of need. We'll read again, excerpt number 9. I shall advise you to evoke within you fear of the coolness of the love between us. Although the intellect denies such a depiction, think for yourself. If there is a tactic by which to increase love, and one does not increase it, that too is considered a flaw. This is all our work, to display love between us, each and every day, just as upon receiving, meaning to increase and multiply the intellect with many additions to the core, until the additional blessings of now will be touching our senses like the essential gift at first. This requires great tactics set up for the time of need.
How can I search, find, invent fear from the weakening of the love, waning of the love. How can I awaken my emotion to this, the coolness of love, the fear, awe, the fear of losing the love between us? How do I acquire, how do I buy this fear? So I have to add to it all the time. I have to be afraid that it's going to be gone. How do I do that? Maybe every moment I have to tell the friends, wow, I love you so much, and to do something. What should I do? So that each and every moment, I'll maintain the love, not even to add, but at least to maintain. But even though we know if we don't add, it will immediately be forgotten, fall, right? So what should we do?
This is our whole problem, that we don't know how to keep adding love. Sometimes we need to fight and get mad, do something in order to awaken hate, and then above that build the love.
Yeah, there are a lot of steps here. It's to how to be in bestowal completely. The main thing is to integrate in the society into an all. The light will work on us and will build a kelim inside.
Everyone, whether through acting or not, has to awaken envy of love to the friends.
I know. Yesterday we were really flying in the air in yesterday's lesson. There's this fear that today we started the cooling down, and we have to force the Creator to come and warm our hearts again. So it's a demand to the Creator to come and warm the hearts between us and be revealed between us. And let's hold Him today with all the ringings every hour. And well, let's make this effort that today will be stronger than yesterday.
Yeah, and the solution is always the same solution. Going back in to the center of the ten and only adding the power of love and awakening in connection. We have this opportunity now with all the dissemination activities and the preparation for the Congress, and all the group is enlisted to this one force.
Excerpt number 10 from Rabash, letter 24. You have to keep awakening the love of the Creator in this way. You must always stand guard all day and all night. When you feel a state of day or feel a state of night, it follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you mount the candles, again, you must always stand guard all day and all night. When you feel a state of day or feel a state of night, it follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. By that, you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Rav,
what makes today's lesson higher than yesterday's lesson? Go ahead.
Yesterday the fire was at its peak. The Creator added some more wood, made it colder. Now we have another opportunity to raise it to the next degree. Truly so. We have a wonderful opportunity today to make an effort, to pray, to ask. We have so many opportunities to do it during the day, so this is the time to add and add, each of us.
We only rise in sanctity. There was really a unique lesson yesterday, an awakening. Today there's an addition of a will to receive. We receive the discernment opposite the discernments of yesterday, and we have a leverage, we have a lever by which we can rise and create an even higher state. It's felt.
Rav, in what the joy of today's lesson is different than the joy in yesterday's lesson?
Simcha shel hayom hi beze shemitgalim.
Today's joy is in discovering new deficiencies, as opposed to what we had yesterday. And with respect to the task that we managed to do yesterday, so today we have a fear of whether we'll be able to add. And new deficiencies appeared, and that is what brings joy.
We're closer to the goal in today's lesson. We're closer to the center of the ten, the covenantal salt, holding the love all the time between us. These are truly spiritual actions. Everything happens between us, and in all of the Torah and mitzvot and all these things, all these concepts, we start feeling much closer.
We have the ability to bestow more contentment to the Creator, specifically from where we are now, to bring Him joy. And then the joy keeps rising and rising.
Today's lesson, there are more friends in today's lesson. That's good.
To me, it seems like yesterday Rav held us, and today we have an opportunity to do it on our own.
do it on our own, but still everything appears out of there's nothing besides him. He runs reality, he determines, and I attach to that and I'm glad about it.
Yeah, we further and further clarify the despair of our own strength, and also the fact that we depend on our own connection, on ourselves, and how important is everyone in that. And it's joyful to feel that we need the Creator's help more and more.
Rav, questions? Hold on, hold on. I have Kiev. I've been wanting to ask.
Thank you, dear Rav. The impression is simple from yesterday's task. It kind of shifted everyone to a whole new degree, and thanks to that, today's lesson was like something very, very unique as a result. And the question in relation to the covenant of salt we talked about, when I ask for the friends, let's say, every 5 minutes, every round hour, then in principle, it needs to be this request that I always want to stay in that. It's not 5 minutes, an hour, but I want to always remain in that covenant and never come out of it. Is that the covenant of salt?
Yes. What's stopping you from being in it all the time? It's only that we determined that these 5 minutes are a must. We decided to remind everyone. But be in it all day long, day and night. Sure, stay connected. All the more so. Yes? Now, someone here wanted to ask? No? Okay. Ask.
Student from Israel, when we add effort to come closer to the Creator between us, we discover He's calling upon us, and that's how the covenant is renewed.
The covenant is constantly renewed out of our deficiency when we're looking for a way to add to the love. We have to invent it. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
If you want something to happen, you must care about it all the time. That's how it works. Yes, Vlad.
What makes today's lesson greater than yesterday's?
Because a greater will to receive appeared to us, greater than yesterday, and we scrutinized things that in yesterday's impression you couldn't. You felt the point of truth, and that's it. What do you think? That I'll always hold you in this state of being up? No. You know, you hold the baby on your hands. Then you put him on the floor so he can start advancing on his own.
How will we use this state today to really reach a new achievement?
Depend on each other instead of on me. Depend on each other, not on your own, because that doesn't exist in spirituality at all, but not on the teacher as well, because that connection with the teacher is not spirituality. There is no such a connection. It's without the kli. But be dependent on each other. That's it. That's highly important. Is that it? No more questions? Yes, there is. Ita one, Italy.
Hello, Rav. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Rav. The question is, the joy of today's lesson should be on the fact that yesterday we had such a great exercise that today I had to overcome my the fact that I was tired of thinking of the friends and coming to the morning lesson, of the fact that I'm enjoying being with the friends, and that's all.
Yesterday you had an example, and today you should have continued it with the connection with the friends. And from yesterday's state, you had to come to today's lesson with intention, with a preparation that today you will continue the same state in the connection with the friends. But it's good. All in all, that's okay. We also have to learn, besides that, you hold, you don't hold, that's the study. One day you're like this, the next day you're there. Ascends, descends. We relate to these things as things that come on the path. Just as yesterday I gave you the example of the bicycle, the wheel of the bicycle. It goes forward, it goes backwards, and that's how you advance. That's okay. Very well. Who's over there? Yeah.
Yeah, first of all, I wanted to say that tomorrow, after the meal, we'll have a tish where we will already begin to increase our preparation for the congresses.
Meaning we're going to have a meal. After the meal, we're coming over here.
Yeah, we'll have a short transition, and we'll have a special tish with all the friends that came from overseas, and with you, and with excerpts and songs, and we'll prepare something special. That's one. And two, I wanted to ask about the exercise that we did yesterday. In addition to the 300 seconds, you also gave an advice to divide to fives. So we, for instance, took our 10 and just cut it in two. That made it like two parts.
Okay, you made this attempt. And what?
To me, it made a lot of confusion because we created a very warm connection in the 10 already, and feelings and everything, and then suddenly everything you've built, now you have to only focus on 5. So on the one hand, it gives a feeling of independence and responsibility, and if you're not there, it's felt, because it's no longer 10 others who compensate. But on the other hand, that kli that we formed, I didn't manage to continue it and pass it into the 5. Because it's like building everything anew.
Yeah, all the connection, the network, yes.
So what do we do?
We should check. Let's see. I don't know what we should do. We have to build a connection between us that will be a connection, a covenant, a place for the Creator to be revealed, so that He can be revealed and again get contentment from us, according to the extent of the equivalence of form between us and Him.
Now, there's something very that stands out that I notice from day to day, from lesson to lesson. What changes is like the degree of connection that we can reach in the 10. That is what either gives you the fuel or not.
Yeah, that's good. One day it's like this, one day like that.
So how do we develop that?
I don't know, mister. There's none wise as the experience. I'm not allowed to say.
Okay, so things that you are forbidden to say, then how will we discover and know what to do?
What the mind doesn't do, time will. Try everything. Don't loosen your hands. Don't let go of it. And then you'll see that the Creator is running these things and He's really pulling you forward.
Last thing about the 300 seconds. So first of all, the archive guys, yesterday, they sent something really nice, a link that you hit every hour, and then it shows you a quote with a timer that goes 5 minutes backwards, like a timer, basically, T minus 5 minutes. And Secondly, I noticed that 300 seconds is a ton of time.
Oh.
It's a whole world in 5 minutes. So that too, what do you do?
You're fed up of thinking of the friends, right?
No, not fed up, but every hour to suddenly stop.
If you love them and you enjoy this love, these 5 minutes will end just like that.
So, the more it feels long, the more it's a sign that
you don't have it yet. Well, that's usually, in corporeality it's the same. It's just an example. Yes, Gilad.
300 seconds is a long time, and also a week looks long, but sometimes it's very short, and today is the last day for everyone who wants to register to the big congress with the early bird registration price and all that. And after that, after today, it's already missing the boat. And I'm seeing it on myself also sometimes. Why do we have that quality of waiting for the last second?
Klipa, the shell. How can such a thing, that this is the main thing? If it was the main thing, wouldn't I run to be the first in line for it? How is this possible? Rather, it's a klipa. The klipa is holding us back, decreases the importance. So you yourself haven't registered yet?
I actually registered among the first one, but in other things I find it as well.
It's very clear, very clear.
What do you do against this klipa?
You just have to do it. To argue as little as possible. As little as possible arguing. Just do it and that's it. For me it's simple. They send me the material, I have to edit it, I have to send it back. Dion writes my schedule, when I have to make the videos, may I have to go to the reporters meeting. I just accept it, that's it. So best if you do it as mechanically as possible. That's it. You have no choice. The clock determines. Try to examine it not to examine it according to your desire.
Question about the 5-minute exercise. If I'm in the middle of dissemination activity, should I stop that too? Or can I combine the...
No. You don't stop dissemination. 5 minutes is not sacred. It has to be right now. No. If you're in the midst of an action of a dissemination for a few hours, so you're constantly working. You can add these 5 minutes to your work of dissemination. Yes.
To continue Gilad, we have a happy announcement about the registration. We want to tell the friends that with our common efforts, we have 3,710 people registered for the big congress. And what's beautiful about this number of friends is that it's a result of our common efforts, and it's more than the recent years, more than 2019 and 2018. So we're moving forward in our common efforts. It's beautiful. And out of the friends who registered, 833 people are from the world Kli. Some of them are already here, you can see. And that too is more than previous 3 years. And to the important Desert Congress, 1,082 people have registered. We're going to be with a full force there. And we'll remind again, this is the last day for the lower price registration. Let's make this final effort so we reach a new level of connection.
Wonderful. Great. And? No, we're done with that. No more questions. We're through with the questions. What's left? Announcements.
Yeah, so a few announcements. The evening lesson, there's a pre-recorded lesson on KabbalahGroup.info from 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time. And the Arvut team, we are inviting all the friends in the world to connect to the Zoom of the Arvut team right after the lesson. And the event for the younger generation, it is a preparation for the Congress happening today, Thursday, 7 p.m. Israel time, on the Rabash 12, Petach Tikva. For details, call 1-700-529-209. And connecting to the Root of Life, everyone is invited to the 2020 World Kabbalah Convention taking place between February 25 and 27. Today is the last day for the early bird price for the registration for both the Desert Congress and the Big Congress. So go to kab.co.il/convention for details or call 1-700-529-209. With this, we conclude. Good day, great night.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי יתך והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי יתך והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שכחן לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שכחן לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי בניו, אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.